Oh. Oh, get him in there and cast it out. Oh. Bring you too old to be delivering to the daughter? You want to be a little bitty child before the father? Okay. Come on in. You can be next. Come on. Oh. Now we're going to get you all before it's over with. We're not only going to get you all, but especially in the women. Sharon, Sister Gage, and Lee, and the rest of them going to take you and get you moving in that spirit of life, spirit of grace, and that spirit of love. And stop all this old junk of striving mess. Ooh. You know why? Boy, if I can get the women going, I can handle you men. Ooh, I know just how to handle you. Don't I?
We can get you moving.
Half died. And that fire, that Holy Ghost will move through you. I can handle you women, but all I do is handle you and don't deliver you. Ooh. None given to me. Put her on me there. Now you're going to have her gone completely out. You didn't know that in Isaiah. You saw them strapped on her back in Isaiah, didn't you? Did you ever read the scripture? I thought you were the minister, Char. You wasn't. Evidently, you weren't. You ministered out of something besides the Bible, didn't you? Where did it come out of, the vanity of your mind? Oh, you know the reason why we laugh? God laughs. He tells us to rejoice in all that old way of life. Just laugh at the devil. Don't feel condemned about it. You see all those mistakes, go laughing at them. Oh, yeah, laugh. Boy, I used to be high. Oh, Father, in obedience to you, I present this daughter to you for your approval in the name of Jesus. Oh, 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 get Sister Mixon there. We'll make a little child out of her once more. Oh, you all right? Half been. Oh. Now God's plan very simple. Is this? I wouldn't change it if I could, and I couldn't if I would. God's plan is to call one spiritual mother and one spiritual father. And if those two stand faithful, to produce all the other fathers and all the other mothers through them. But it doesn't depend on the faithfulness of me or Cheryl. Did you know this? Solomon had 1,000 wives. John was moving. We know the two he had. You read 2 John, two elect ladies. You understand? And then there's also, and please listen to me, there was the concubine system. I know you read the Bible with a vulgar mind, but that's exactly, you know good and well, good sense absolutely tells you that Solomon was not having sex relation with 1,000 women. Samson couldn't have done that. What did God do through those 1,000 people? They were brought forth, his wives were brought forth as spiritual wives. How many did he have sex relation with? I don't know, but I know it wasn't 1,000. Most all of those were brought forth, for together to cleanse the children of Israel. Listen to me. As spiritual mothers, David had gathered them. Solomon was to carry them onto the full inheritance. Anyone ought to know that. And the command was to get the motherless, the outcast, and give them a mother. And that's what they did. Give her to me. We fixing to give her a father right now. Oh. Put her right on my side there. Oh. 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 I know you meant, right? If you ever read the Bible, you read it with the lust of your flesh. Oh, Father, in obedience to you, I deliver this daughter to you for your approval. Burn with fire and cleanse with the blood of spirit and grace. Oh, guitar and start playing music. Get me some string back. You two, come on. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just make me a whirlwind. Help me, Pastor. Whirlwind of fire. Now, there you go. Devil like to rob me of that. Ezekiel's whirlwind. By faith, I just make it. Step into it. Then I come alive with the strength of God through one of my family. Ezekiel, gathered together in Christ. You don't believe that? Sure. Gathering all of them together for you. Oh, what are we going to do with them now? Right over there. Sharon, you're not ready, are you? You mean you're willing? I'll make you ready for that fire. Get on Ken there now. Don't be a respecter of person. No whole women long into the men. No hard-headed men needs them long more than women. How you feel? We'll get to rest that song later. That rest that is terrible. Oh, put them on me here now. Let's go to them. Father, in obedience to you, by the authority you've given me and the command, I deliver this son and your daughter before you for your approval in the person of Jesus. them all on my back. Put them all right around that. Scripture said he strapped children, not just them, one, but children. Oh, you're on the wrong. You have to move around there. You're trying to take mama's place there. Whoa, Brother Pruitt, you're making a joke out. No, I'm not. This thing is a fearsome thing. And I want you to understand that I am, Paul, as Peter said, and John said, I'm flesh just like you. I'm a servant of the Lord. This is the work of God. I stand in his stead by faith, and he moves the Holy Ghost through me to do it. Oh, Father, I present to these daughters to you for your approval in the name of Jesus. Oh, fire them with fire. Oh, that's it. To win with us. What are you doing? We're going to have to put you in a whirlwind. Made it all right. Penny got there and fell on us. She got to win out on us. Come on, Slim. Grab him, Cheryl. Oh. Come here, Gary. Mar. Somebody grab them as they come by. I don't care who gets them. Oh, come on, Brother Ed, we'll put you. I was going to wait on your wife, but we're not going to wait. We'll get her, and then we'll get y'all both together. Oh, that's it. Pour it on him. One, two, three, four. Reckon we'll ever get all those on him. You quit falling on me, Penny. Teresa, you ain't got you in my head. Get that. Brother, come here, brother. Oh, grab him now. Lay hold on him. That's it. Oh, pour it on him. Let that spirit alive. That spirit of grace. Spirit of love. Move right now. See, you got too close to the front. We missed you. Put about three of them, these three on me right here. That's it. Oh. 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 Get it around there, Lee. Somebody help us here. Come on, Shirley, you can help. You've been moving long enough. Time for you to get to moving in the Spirit of God and anyhow. Oh, oh. Oh, Father, in obedience to you, to your command, I deliver these sons to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. Give me those three and let's put them right on here. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, take that around. That's it. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, I deliver these sons into your presence for your approval. Ooh. 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 Let them down. Now, we'll get the balance of you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Why didn't he get you tonight? I don't know. Anything wrong with you? No, you wouldn't be here if there was. You'd be out that door by the time I dropped judgment on you, wouldn't you? But in the morning at 10 o'clock, we'll meet here. And Brother Bill or I or someone will be ministering each morning at 10 o'clock. And as we minister here at 10 o'clock, then at night, we'll be carrying on the family fire. Now, everyone listen to me now. Then tomorrow afternoon, Cheryl will take the women somewhere to her room or somewhere and begin to work on you. But I want you moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. After services tomorrow, she'll meet you here. If she's not here at service, she'll meet you here. 12, Cheryl? Here at 12? 11:30, 12? 12:30? 1 or what? Whatever? 1, okay. If she's not here at service, she'll meet you here at 1 and pick out the ones that are ready, and she wants to get you moving in the spirit of life, spirit of grace, and the spirit of love. Now, the one thing that I have learned to depend upon Cheryl, some of you don't like it, but she don't flesh around with y'all much. And this has been a downfall of you women, you men too, but especially you women. You get off together, you go to fleshing around. She don't flesh around with you much. If I catch her fleshing around, I pop it to her. But she don't. I know some of you say, well, she draws away, she's silent, this and that and other. She has to be. Did you know this? A lot of you think, well, I don't do any wrong. I go out and I kid around each other. This is flesh. And you say, well, it's not anything particularly wrong. It's not, really. But did you know what it does? That kind of false fellowship in the flesh gives you the wrong impression of the voice of God and lays you wide open for Satan. It does. And I can guarantee you the pleasures that are around the fellowship of God are greater than you'll ever see in the flesh. So she'll be moving you into this tomorrow, okay? Oh, y'all let me get my thing out here. My microphone. Get my throne scarf there, would you?
Isaiah 64, verse 4.
For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen. O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Not asking for something that men understand. In the carnal mind of the natural man. But something not seen with natural eyes. Prepared for the obedient of God. Prepared for the ones that wait in faith, moving without knowledge or understanding, but following the voice of grace by the Holy Spirit. Deliverance awaited by thee. thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. Ah, behold, how my servant has understanding, that I deal with a plumb line of life, that I work in righteousness and not in iniquity, not accepting wickedness or strife, but I meet those who remember my way. And I'm angry with those who forget me. And my servant knows that if they continue in those, that my wrath shall be against them. Wrath on disobedience, but by faith, he says, we shall be saved. For lo, we stand now before thee, ready to do thy will, ready to be cleansed and ready to be cleaned of all of our own ways. We have sinned and gone on a long time, but now we turn from these. Verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Confessing that in the old man is no good thing, just uncleanness and unrighteousness that dies and rots and goes back to dust, and the wind blows it all away. Verse 7, and there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. We understand, Lord, why we've been in trouble, because we didn't call on thy name, and we didn't lay hold to the hath-been covenant of faith. And so you hid your face from us, and your fire burned and burned out our own way, consumed our iniquities. But now we have turned, and behold, we're before thee, and wait, O Lord, for thee. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we're the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. We come before thee just like clay, knowing you're the potter of all, knowing that we all are the work of thy hand. In worship before thee we call. We call, be not wroth, very sore, O Lord. Neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee. We are all thy people. We plead, O Lord, in the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that your anger be turned away from us now, and that you be not wroth, very soon. According to the covenant, remember not our iniquity. We cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. We cast it in the fire that burns in your bowels. Behold, now we're the people in thy breast. In thy heart we're absorbed till we are become one. We are thy people by faith, not of our own works nor our goodness, but by the covenant of blood and grace. Verse 10, thy holy cities are a wilderness, Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. We come to inhabit what you have prepared for the children of the covenant at the end. At the end of the ages that's come upon us, we claim the new Jerusalem to inhabit Zion and the city that's holy. We yield ourselves to live in them. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praise thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. The house that you provided in suffering and blood, where our fathers of faith praise thee, we now by faith confess it to be ours. Oh, and we claim it by faith. It's been burned with fire, and the pleasant things wasted. But now we're ready to live in it, to restore and to rebuild what disobedience has destroyed. wilt thou refrain thyself? For these things, O Lord, wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? We beseech thee in supplication, O Lord, that these things be done, that thy city be lived in and enlarged over the world until all thy people are gathered in. Hold not thy peace, and afflict us not sore. Hath been given us obedience to live in your covenant forevermore. Hath been given, Lord, hath been received, that you have supplied our every need. Oh, Isaiah 65, verse 1. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, behold me, unto a nation that was not called by my name. Sought of them that ask not for me, because they did not know who they sought, saith the Lord. Found of them that sought me not, they were seeking for the living God, but they did not know me, like Israel my people did, saith the Lord. But yea, because of their hungry heart, the searching of the Gentiles and the nations, and because Israel was looking the other way, I reveal myself unto the Gentiles, and I said, behold me, I'm the one you're searching for. Oh, verse 2. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. I spread out my hands to Israel, but they threw their head and turned against me, walked in their own way and thought their own thoughts, and they got in trouble, saith the Lord. A people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificeth in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick. False religion, false worship, false sacrifices that I did not call for. They burned in my face and provoked me to anger with a stink in my nostrils, saith the Lord, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels. These people that were called by my name did every abominable thing that my enemy put in their minds out of the air, saith the Lord. Every kind of false religion, all the religions of the unbelievers, all of the people around them, they took all their false religion, and then they would stand and say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Yea, let me speak plainly unto thee, saith the Lord. Behold, verse 6, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Just like it's written in my word, saith the Lord, you're not gonna get by with it. I'm not gonna keep silence. The thunder of my judgment that is stored up in the heavens, yea, will rumble through the earth and recompense and turn it all right back, falling on your bosom, saith the Lord. And what shall fall on your chest, I will tell you. Verse 7, your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills, therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom, saith the Lord. Yea, your own ways, and not only yours and those in your generation, but all of the Baptist ways of your ancestors, and the Methodist ways, and the Catholic ways, and the Pentecostal ways, and all the denominational ways, yea, of all your forefathers, saith the Lord, shall all come together, yea, and I will dump it all on your bosom, saith the Lord, and burn you with fire, which have burned incense on the mountains and on the hills, just like you walked in your own ways and measured out your wrath on my poor, meek, obedient people. Yea, I've held it all and heaped it up, saith the Lord. And now I dump the mountain right up on top of you, saith the Lord. saith the Lord. Verse 8. As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. For the sake of my servant, obedient unto me, I will not destroy the righteous with the unrighteous, you see. Like the cluster is not destroyed, for a blessing of wine is in it, so will I crush my grapes of my obedience. Crush them before me and make them new wine, that they may live before me for all time. While walking in judgment on the wicked and cursed, who walked in their own way and sought me not. Verse 9. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there, saith the Lord. A seed out of Jacob, out of Judah, inheritors of my Jerusalem, in my holy place. I'll bring them forth by my grace. Mine elect shall inherit it, live there and look on my face. These are the little seed of the everlasting covenant, the seed of faith in my finished work. No works of their own shall they offer to me, but by faith shall confess hath been given to me. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. Yea, look at the blessing that now is thine. Because you have sought me, I've made you mine. Remember no more how forsaken you were when you sought me through and those that are no more. Ooh. But to the disobedient again I speak, verse 11, But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number that are against me. I know who you are, and I know your works. You forgot my way and took up your own. You prepared a table, a nice little program for Satan to live in and trample my people down. And you gave him to drink and those of his group that came against me like an army troop. But behold, now I've risen and opened the heavens, and I'm riding forward with my soldiers, riding on white horses, on those that have risen with their armies to come against me. And so now I tell you how it shall be. I shall ride roughshod right over thee. Verse 12. Therefore will I number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore shall those that ride white horses, yea, they shall swing their swords right and left, and shall slaughter you, saith the Lord. Yea, and those that are left who have ears to hear, run ye, yea, run ye to my servant, saith the Lord, with a plumb line. Yea, run fast as thy feet shall carry thee, saith the Lord. Yea, it may be there is time yet for thee to be delivered, saith the Lord. So run ye from them that are deaf and them that will not hear my small voice, and choose that which I delight in, saith the Lord. Choose no longer men's programs. Choose no longer men's religions. Choose not their denominations, but choose me. Crucified, your sacrifice. Choose me before you alive, as my sermon reveals me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. I look, saith the Lord, how the table has turned and the fire does burn. How my servants now eat while you go hungry. My servants drink while water you can't find. My servants rejoice and praise my name. But all you can do is bow down in shame. Shame on you, saith the living God, that on my people you have trod. Shame, shame, you walked on my name, and now you must pay in this vengeance day. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. All of my servants are singing for joy, their hearts now merry with the joy of new wine. While all you have is sorrow and grief and crying, howling for the trouble and weeping for the dying. Verse 15. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Lord God shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. You had your chance when I walked in your midst, but you said no. Our program, this doesn't fit. We are the same as our fathers, you see. And that's why the sword has come unto thee. I've cursed the name by which you've been called. I've caused all men to spit upon thee, and I've given a new name unto all of my people who now have come to follow me. Verse 16. That he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. Yea, those who are able to reap rewards or bless themselves shall do it through me, the God of truth, who imparts his life, spirit, and truth without strife. The God of truth, for blessing or cursing, because all the false ways are now destroying, hid from my eyes forevermore. The old destroyed by the wrath laid in store. Verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. The old civilization, the old order you knew, has now been leveled to the ground. It's all through. It shall not be remembered. It can't come to your mind. For I've destroyed it forever, for all time. And now you live in eternity, in the everlasting city, where my people are free. New heaven, new earth, come down from above, filled with my peace, my joy and my love. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem. I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people I create a joy forever.